Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
It's everybody's day.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And now, some not Bill Cosby St. Patrick's Day drinking advice.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Cosby. And I would like to give you a few tips on making responsible drinking choices on St. Patrick's Day. Now, when you're preparing these holiday beverages for those special ladies in your life, you need to be absolutely sure of their exact weight and their sensitivity to narcotics, you see? So you want to use just a wee bit of my Irish fly.
Yes.
Which is a little dabadoo of Klonopin, Temazepam, and Diamond Hydronate. Then what you need to do is carefully monitor her alcohol intake.
Because
if she ends up vomiting, there is no way she's just going to lay there quietly and let you lick shepherd's pie off of her feet.
Well, I don't think so.
Now that's magically delicious.
And leave your schlally to yourself. All right, good evening, everybody. So, porn belongs in the classroom, so says this Danish professor. Now, hold on a second.
Before
sexologist,
you freak out.
Yes, before you flip. Says discussion with teenagers about the industry would make them more critical consumers. Okay? So this leading sexologist in Denmark, they're not very busy there, has called for pornography to be shown in the classroom, claiming that starting a debate about the industry, the porn industry, all right, could help teenagers become conscientious and critical consumers who are able to tell the difference between pornography and the reality of true sexual relationships.
Ta-da!
That makes sense to me.
Absolute sense. I had this discussion on social media like a year ago because I was very concerned about kids today and their example or what they're watching is so not the right way to do it. Although it might be visually titillating, it's not real and normal sex. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I was trying to figure out who I had that discussion with. I guess it was with you. Yeah, so it's not the real thing.
Right.
I mean, and it's not, you know, let's face it, when you're looking at pornography, it's thing, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. And so visually it might get you excited, but it might not, that style won't excite the other person, blah, blah, blah. I watch a lot of sex documentaries for whatever reason.
And a lot of porn?
No, just sex documentaries about, like, the science of it and stuff like that, science of attraction. And so I don't remember which one it was, but a porn actress sort of laid that all out and said those exact things. You know, like, what I do in a video is not what I do with my husband, who I love very much. And I was like, right on.
Right. Well, let's just talk about the basics. And, you know, I don't need to read anything. I've read enough over the years. And you're talking about the science. Basically, to turn a woman on takes about 25, 30 minutes to begin with. That's just the precursor. That's the warm-up.
Is that right?
Right.
Where'd
I mean, guys, you know, they're visually stimulated. Guys are visually stimulated.
Right.
We all of us had this discussion when we were talking about 50 Shades of Grey. That's where this goes back a month already. Okay, so you know, women are, it's a more of a mental kind of work your way into it kind of thing where guys are just visually stimulated.
Right.
And that can take 30
a second.
Seconds. Yes. Boing. This professor in Denmark says, you know, he suggested on public television that pornography should be shown in schools. And this was preferable. He told the Danish public broadcasting system, you know, and talking about sexual education classes that were being, actually, they're boring and technical. You know, rolling the condom onto a cucumber. Very outdated. That's not what time it is. Wouldn't you agree? 808-0810. I think he's right about that because here's what he has to say. The proposal is not simply following the long tradition of sexually permissive Scandinavia, or in that case, or in this case, the United States. He insists and says a sensible way of teaching teenagers that pornography is nothing like real sex is to show them. You know, and by the way, my proposal is to critically discuss pornography with 8th and 9th year old, you know, 8th and 9th graders, largely age 15. That's the legal age of consent in Denmark, and 16 respectively, as part of a sensible, you know, strategy.
Right.
Carried out by trained teachers.
Because unfortunately, that's how they're learning about sex today.
That's right.
Our generation fumbled around in the dark for years until we got it right.
and then our parents were supposed to be virgins. You know, they were just supposed to be courting. Now, of course, we know that they probably weren't. But then their parents, your great-grandparents, they were definitely most likely courting and probably didn't have sex before they got married.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So,
God,
I mean, there's been this big evolutionary process.
It might take their whole life to get it right.
Right. So we know from research, they do, that a vast majority of teenagers have seen porn at an early age.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not to question, you know, the introducing of pornography to youngsters, he says. According to one Nordic study, 99% of boys and 86% of girls have already seen pornographic films by the time they're 16.
Oh, by the time they're 10.
Yes, on the internet, please. If you're a 10-year-old boy, come on.
How long did it take you to figure that one out?
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's exactly, you think that, you know, boys, 10, 11, 12, well, the most fun they're having is using the F-bomb and thinking, you know, that's funny. No. They're having a whole lot more fun than that.
Yeah, right. And holding a magnifying glass over an ant. Yeah, that's what they're up to.
Yeah, that too. Right. That, keep on thinking that. But I think what he's saying is right on. He wants to make sure that teens, you know, possess the necessary skills to view porn constructively, because they're going to continue to use it and see it as they grow older and become adults and men.
Yeah.
I mean, at least most will, not all.
And if you don't do something about it, you're going to have all these horrible lovers all over the world and unhappy girls. And I mean, you want people to have a good sex life.
All you have to do is think about this. If you're a guy and you watch porn, all right, and you've seen pornography, it's pretty much all the same. You know in your mind what your proclivity is. You know exactly what kind of porn to search. You know, whether that's...
What's that key word?
Yes, whether that's nurse porn or whatever you're looking for, you know, the babysitter or the school, the naughty librarian porn. You know exactly what to punch in there in the search, and that's what will come up. And so, therefore, you know, so... The proclivities of this is like, why not educate? Because that's not really the reality of the way things work. You're not going to find a naughty librarian.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make this as nice as possible. So he goes on to say, we should strengthen their ability to distinguish between the media's deceptions of the body and sex and the everyday life of an average teenager. They should become conscientious and critical consumers. And therefore, they just need to be taught the truth.
Oh, for sure.
That porn is not really a sexual relationship.
Right.
Yeah,
and an adjunct to all of that, of course, is that the porn industry informed what people do with regard to manscaping and or shaving certain body parts and even having them altered cosmetically. As well as, let's see, I worked in Sherman Oaks for a while. There was a place called down the street called Pinky Cheeks or something like that. Rosy Pinky.
Oh, my.
It was for bleaching your nether regions. Because, oh, my gosh, they're the wrong color.
Okay.
What?
We'll continue with our heather regions coming up next. As we continue, we better get to this, why it's good to sleep naked. It's really good for you. It'll make you live 1,000 years.
That's care next about your health.
Yes, the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Listen closely as there is stunning diabetic news that could change your life and your health. Patients are now finding that their medical doctors are having them taken off medications and insulin. You heard that right. Actually reducing and eliminating medications and insulin for type 2 diabetics. A South Bay clinic will reveal the healthcare strategies that are making this stunning trend possible during a free diabetics dinner talk. Some patients agree that emerging clinical applications are safer and more effective than their previous healthcare recommendations. To see if you qualify and to register for this free diabetes dinner talk, call 1-800-406-5554, 1-800-406-5554. Space is extremely limited, so call 1-800-406-5554. Again, to qualify and register, call 1-800-406-5554.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe has a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my shoe.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant?
I'm sorry, what's that word you're saying?
Croissant? Croissant? There's a big poster here.
Oh, you mean croissant? The light, flaky, buttery sandwiches that are 2 for $4.
Yeah.
Sure, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
See Beta Space, Diana Thater at the San Jose Museum of Art, March 12th through September 13th.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 77832.
Oh, I'm not surprised about this story at all. Millennials are not so much into the Apple Watch. Told ya.
What? You did tell us.
I did tell you that, yes. Even before the announcement. I think it was, when was the announcement? It was a couple days ago, right? Wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I think it was at least 10 days ago now.
Whenever it was, I said, oh, this isn't going to fly. The conversation revealed a generational split, with those age 35 and over twice as likely to discuss the Apple Watch than those under 35. They're suggesting that consumers in the 35 to 49-year-old range are much more likely to be in the market for a potentially pricey timepiece, which they, by the way, the Apple Watch goes from $349 to as much as $17,000 for the gold bling Apple Watch edition.
Maybe they
really stupid to buy that one, or you really have way too much money. But nonetheless, go ahead. That's what we do here in America. But yeah, so, and I said one of the things, and this was so true, and all the other watch companies were all very excited about this. I mean, your Tags, your I don't know, your Timexes, name some more, whatever.
Oh, Cartier.
Yes, Cartier. Rolex.
Tourneau.
Right, yes, Tourneau. They were all very excited, and the reason they were excited about, you know, the Apple Watch, because they thought, well, if Apple can get younger people back into the habit of wearing a watch, then, you know, they eventually will maybe stay with Apple, but they might also consider other traditional watches. For instance, it drives me crazy not having a watch. I have to have a watch.
Oh, really?
On. Oh, yeah. I have to know what time it is all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm like that about everything. I need to know my temperature at all times, too.
That's not true.
How much you want to bet?
If you put a thermometer in yourself, I'll be really, that's it. I'm walking out.
Hold on. Let me take a look here.
Oh, do you have that one where you just put the thing in your ear or on your forehead or something like that? For babies, so you can take their temperature while they're asleep.
No.
That's on my bed. Oh. Okay, stop.
Not rectal.
I didn't say that. Oh, okay.
You were insinuating that. You're nasty and naughty. Here, you go ahead and reveal to the people, Heather, why we should be sleeping naked.
7 scientific reasons why sleeping naked is really, really good for you. Boy, it takes all the way to page 2 to get to it. You'll get way better sleep. Did you know that? Do you know why?
No, because it doesn't make sense to me. I do not sleep naked.
You don't? But you do like sleeping cold.
Yes, so, I love cold.
Yeah, and they're saying that your body temperature naturally declines as a part of your circadian rhythm as you sleep deeply. Wearing pajamas can disrupt this natural drop in temperature and, as a result, disrupt your body's sleep cycle.
Totally so about sleep, that. Just need the underoos. That's all I need.
Sleep cooler.
Yeah.
You can... Why did you make me read this? This is the article, not
That's
me.
That's why, yes. It says now you'll know.
You can air out your lady parts. Not that they need airing out.
Yes, they do.
Well, this says, and I disagree, that your heather region could be has a climate similar to a tropical rainforest. I don't think so. It can be a breeding ground for bacteria and yeast. I don't know anyone who's had that problem.
My God,
by ditching underwear
bake
and pajamas
a down there.
It's like a sauna. You allow your the much needed aeration it requires to stay dry and healthy.
Let me just just to be fair, it's the same way with guys.
You need to air out.
Yeah, you do.
There's
you probably do. That's why you wear boxers probably at night.
Yeah.
Instead of
tidy whities. As we all know, a healthy vagina is a happy vagina.
A happy Virginia is a nice Virginia.
You'll feel sexier. Sleeping naked is plain old sexy. When you're with your new boyfriend, there's nothing nicer than waking up in the buff, ready and eager for morning sex. It also means you're comfortable enough with yourself to let it all hang out, figuratively speaking. A more confident you is a more beautiful you, and not just to yourself, but also to others. You'll reduce your belly size. Okay, now they're talking our language.
How's that happen?
You reduce the fat around your belly and even lower your cholesterol. According to Huffington Post, your body cools down at night, increasing your growth hormones while simultaneously decreasing your levels of cortisol, which results in healthy sleep patterns. Oh, you should have 2 awesome sleep cycles. The first, your body recuperating with lower cortisol levels, and the second sees your body working to increase these levels, in preparation for the next day so that you might have enough energy when you wake up. All right.
Well, I think a lot of people probably might be doing the shift we're doing, or they're working till midnight or whatever the case, and that they may be listening to us right now, unless you're commuting or going to a party. So therefore, you would go to sleep. When do you go to sleep? Midnight, 1, 2?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I go to sleep pretty much as soon as I get home, but I make that mistake of getting into bed and having a screen in front of me.
Oh, that's a mistake. Yeah, so it's
I mean,
one
I know
two.
It is. But so, of course, I can't come down right away when I get home.
No.
But yeah, midnight-ish.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's pretty close. So I'm 12:30 or 1, but then, you know, I sleep lightly. Then I wake up for a while. And what I find is because we don't... This is the good thing about doing this shift, this till 11 or midnight shift by the time you get home, is the fact that there's no wake-up time, at least not in my world.
Right.
Yeah, I wake up when I feel like it.
Yeah, but I'm concerned about this getting up in the middle of the night thing for you.
Well, mind your own business.
Well, it's just not healthy. All right, so the last few are get ready for a lot more sex, and of course, sex is healthy and good for you. It says you won't have to take a shower in the morning, whatever. That's, of course, if you got too hot because you wear pajamas.
Back to the mind your own business. No. Well, it's just natural. Don't you just wake up every once in a while? I sleep light. Something wakes me up. I fall back asleep. I don't make a big deal out of it.
Oh, I thought you got up, like you meant you got out of bed.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, okay.
No,
a little toss and turn.
Yeah.
And then this isn't a health reason, really, but it says it's just easier.
Penile transplants are now officially possible. We'll discuss that. And, yes.
First a head transplant, then a penile transplant?
We never got to that. That's not going to work there. All right, let me ask you this. If you were able to erase negative memories, would you?
Wow. Some of them, yeah,
let's discuss that in just a second, because turns out maybe you can. That's only minutes away. On the Drex Radio Show. Yeah, what?
Not by drinking a lot on St. Patty's Day?
Well, there's always that. Yes, you will forget tonight for sure. Yes, on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
KGO 810.
9:37 now. It's the late night. Late show wrap up, everybody, on the Drex Radio Show as we talk it out live and local in the Bay every weeknight from 7 till 10 on St. Patty's Day today.
Irish cuisine.
Very much, Adam Levine and Maroon 5. Yes, sugar. By the way, yes, the website Thrillist just ranked the best beer countries in the world using factors like critics' reviews and ratings, the number of beers and bars, and brewing history. Here's top 10. Italy, number 10. Number nine, where do you think we're going to come in? Go ahead and guess.
Are we on there?
Of course we are.
Oh.
Number nine, Norway. Number eight, the Netherlands. Number seven, Canada. God, I love Canadian beer, but I forget what.
Molson?
Yes, Molson, that's it.
Moosehead?
No, used to love Moosehead.
Uh-oh.
Then as I got older, that became a little too skunky for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six is Japan. And then five is Denmark. Four is Germany. Well, you know, I'm sure they're not happy about being down there.
Germany,
yes.
Four.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I still dig Heineken.
Heineken's skunky to me.
Number four is Germany. Number three is the UK for beer. Guinness. That would be Guinness. Number two is the United States. And number one, yes, best beer country in the world, Belgium.
Oh, of course. Wow, we're number two. That's great.
Yeah.
And of course the UK is great for beer. Oh, do you think it's not good because everybody drinks it piss warm?
Yeah, I don't like Look, it's an acquired taste. So I guess if I lived there, then I could drink a pint or several. But I'm not a big beer drinker to begin with.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, I'll just be honest. It just takes too long. You know, that's...
Good thing you have those hypodermic needles.
No. I just rather have a rum and coke. You know, that's what is that? That's probably like three or four beers. Yeah. I just hate the bloated feeling. Now, I'll tell you when I like beer. After I have three or four, then it's okay. Then you don't feel bloated anymore.
Oh, really?
I know. Daddy's
the pain
little,
goes away?
Yeah, whatever. Daddy's little binge drinker. That's why I don't bother. Thank you very much.
I'm better off without it. I mean, it depends on what you're...
How weird was it today?
I was going to say what you're eating, but if you're eating.
we're walking down on Front Street, through all the green beer and the smoke of green, the scent of green smoking, and I'm walking around with a green coffee cup.
Oh,
with
I'm
caffeine
sorry.
In it. That was about it.
So sad.
Let me ask you, would you do this if you could? What if scientists could sneak into your brain while you're sleeping and erase painful memories? Or turn them into happy ones. I mean, it sounds like something out of, what was the name of the movie?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yes. It could be reality.
And that was just a breakup that he wanted to erase, right?
Yeah.
Or the whole relationship.
But it could be a reality sooner than you might expect. Of course, nobody's saying that the technique will be used to help people get over like a bad breakup, but it just might change the lives of people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
That
would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Or horrible trauma, traumatic things that happened in your life. Now, here's the thing, though. So let's say, I'm not trying to make you think of horrible things, but we all have had horrible things happen in our lives. And if you didn't, well, you're damn lucky. God bless you. Knock on something. But sooner or later, you will. Because when they would take it out, it would go. So, you know, part of those emotions are there for a reason, and you can't forget them.
You can't have happy without sad, blah, blah, blah. I know you need balance and yin and
that's
yang
what
in
I'm
your
wondering.
Life. But,
yeah.
And I read that, but it's been a few days now, and so I forget the exact idea of it, because I feel like part of it was that you wouldn't necessarily forget the entire episode, but that it would somehow really take away the sting by replacing it with a better, what do I want to say, feeling about it, because it's about associating something.
Well, the new discovery absolutely has members of the scientific community buzzing for sure. The research demonstrates remarkable levels of mastery over the cognitive machinery that gives rise to memories. So they say the neuroscientists at MIT, they've conducted landmark research on memory manipulation. And so they say in this experiment, researchers placed one electrode on one part of the brain region associated with something that is a spatial memory, is what they call it.
Spatial. Spatial memory.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
Like a time whatever continuum.
Yeah. The other was placed on the brain's so-called reward center. And, you know, but it's going to be a while before this technique is used on humans because of the risk associating with sticking electrodes in the human brain.
Because this was done on mice, but it worked well with the little critters.
I don't know. I mean, have you had trauma? You don't have to tell me what it is. But, I mean, I can think of something in my brain I wish that I could never think about again.
Oh, really?
And I'd be willing to have that removed.
Hmm.
Yes.
I mean, no. You know, I've had a horrible loss, but it's mine, and like, I own it, and... I had to have the good thing to have it be a huge loss.
But it sounds like you worked through it. See, like part of my thing is when anxiety or I become very anxious, it pops back up. And therefore, if I could get rid of it for good, that would be a nice thing.
That would be a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I think people who have gone through post-traumatic stress experiences, you know.
Yeah. How could you not want this for people, I guess, such as yourself, if you've gone through something really horrible, and then our soldiers coming back just completely devastated and mentally wounded from things that have happened or that they saw.
It would be interesting to know
if
they would like that removed.
I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, mine's not war related, but it is post-traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see some of the poor, weird people around San Francisco, and they're Vietnam vets and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't take care of them correctly in this country. That's
right.
For damn sure. And
right.
That's a damn shame. So on a lighter note, we're going to get to the good news in just a minute. But also... you know, Kimmel, I think Kimmel, I'm pretty sure Kimmel's in Austin for South by Southwest this weekend.
Weekend, yeah.
Well,
I
was there for
it's
the weekend.
It's in three chunks. So.
I know. I think he'd film part of it over the weekend, but I think his show's being shown there all week. Yeah.
Okay.
But he had his buddy downstairs had to be worked on a couple years ago when he was there.
When he was where? What?
When he was at South by Southwest.
He had emergency surgery?
Yes, he had a problem.
God.
And then, you don't know who Scott Disick is?
No.
He's with the Kardashian clan.
Mm.
Yeah.
That explains that.
Right. Yeah, that's why you don't know
I'm like,
know
what,
him.
Is he in the House or the Senate? You know.
I don't know. He's got issues, but he's seeking sobriety by using that tripping method. Have you heard about that, where you trip? No, you haven't. I'll explain
Literally?
It to you next. Yes.
Yes. I mean, not literally.
Hallucinogenic. Yes,
yeah.
Hallucinogenic.
Oh, that's what,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it next, along with the good news. We always end with the good news. That is going to be what's going to happen right here on KGO 810 in just a minute.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Ever since we've been married, I've been a price pacifist.
Really? And a price pacifist won't what?
Won't fight over prices.
So if this month S&G Carpet was having their floor wars sale, mm-hmm. where all the manufacturers battle it out by lowering prices,
I'd stand on the sideline with my mocha.
Even if you could save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new carpet, hardwood, laminate, or luxury vinyl tile?
Well, I mean,
you'd rather pay full price, like at the big box store.
I didn't say...
Because you're a price pacifist.
If the manufacturers
want... Also, it's okay if the manufacturers fight. You're willing to go to S&G or have their mobile showroom come to us and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars during
their... I can make
an
exception.
...floor wars sale.
Like I've always said, make money, not war.
That's not how it goes.
This month, save hundreds, even thousands on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and luxury vinyl tile during the manufacturer's Floor Wars sale at S&G. Plus, as always, they'll beat any written estimate by 10%.
S&G, more than carpet.
Go to sgcarpet.com for the store near you or to make a free home appointment.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
It's the final week for Iron Horse Home Free Leather Upgrade Days. Visit now for stressless brand furniture at tremendous savings. Enjoy up to $500 per seat. Sofas qualify for three times the savings. Iron Horse is the only stressless dealer in San Francisco County with locations in the San Francisco Design District and Benicia Arsenal. Visit their contemporary showrooms and discover designer style can be affordable. Go to IronHorseHome.com today.
So, oh, I love it. There's St. Patty's Day in your ear. So Scott Disick, you don't know who he is, so you're not watching enough Kardashians. yeah, she was with Courtney, and I'm glad I checked it because I almost said Chloe, and sometimes I'm even subjected to it. They're all the same to me. Anyway, Scott Disick seeking sobriety by tripping his face off with shamans. That's according to TMZ. Scott Disick is fed up with the traditional rehab treatments.
Well, hallelujah.
So he's taking an all-natural option. I've seen him do at least one, so I'm not going to say how many he's done because it's not a very nice thing if he seriously has a problem, and I think that he probably would say that he does.
We're calling it all-natural now?
Yes. As we reported, Scott checked into the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica. where we're told they use African psychedelic shrub, it's called iboga, to send patients on a vision quest.
Hang with us.
It gets even trippier. These iboga flights are supposed to force users to examine their inner selves so they can learn what triggers their addictions.
Wow.
Sources connected to Scott tell us Shaman observes the entire trip. And the center says it's so effective, it boasts a money-back guarantee. We're told Disick briefly visited the facility last month to research the place and was convinced iboga could help him fight his alcohol demons. I guess that's his demon. I mean, it's hard to tell on the show because it's the Kardashians and everything's fake and phony. There could be some other issues, but
it seems
we can
like
only
you'd
guess what those were. Okay, but it doesn't matter. An addiction is an addiction, and so
yeah,
I'm not going to rip into him.
Aren't you trading one addiction for another addiction? Like, if you start wanting to trip your brains out hard all the time in Costa Rica? Because that sounds pretty fun to me.
Well, I want to say this. I know I have read stories. I think it's the iboga plan, if I'm saying that correctly, and I'm not sure that I am. but if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But I've heard that we were just talking about post-traumatic stress, that there are people who suffer from post-traumatic stress who have also tried to use this. And by the way, there has been research into using MDMA, ecstasy.
Hello.
Yes, to help people.
That could save the world.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Don't you think?
Yeah, so let's not hate on it because we don't really understand it.
No, of course not. I'm not hating on it at all.
Okay, but treatment can take several weeks or as brief as 1 week, but that could be one hell of a trip, we're guessing. And so that's the story. We'll see what else happens with it.
As I Google vacations to Costa Rica. IBOGA, right?
It looks like, it looks like a carrot. You know, it looks like it's growing on a shrub and it just looks like a fat carrot.
Oh, like I've a middle sized. I'm just kidding.
Apparently, it's a hell of a ride. One sees inside oneself. Not sure how that works out, but nonetheless. Okay, so let me see here before I get to the good news. Let's get to Jimmy Kimmel and his urethra.
Do we have to?
Yes, you do. You have no choice. Or I won't get to the good news.
Now Sarah Silverman and I have been to the same place. I'm sorry.
No. So this happened a couple years ago. Kimmel's urethra started closing up and he had to have two surgeries on it. And Kimmel was doing a panel at the South by Southwest Festival. As I said, I think he's there now over the weekend. And when he started an interesting fact about himself, he once needed two surgeries because the hole in his junk closed. Oh. Now, if you're a guy, you can only imagine how painful that would be because that would back up. A journalist later asked him to elaborate, and he said, quote, that was a long time ago. It just kind of closed up on its own. I don't know how it happened or why it happened. I still don't know why. Sometimes there's a regression things where the plumbing down there.
Sure.
Yeah, it should go one way and it goes the other way. Because there's two departments happening down there.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you understand that. I don't have to explain that to you.
Of course I do.
Okay.
Well, should we tell the audience or do you think they get it too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's an A department and there's a B department, you know.
That
one's
is interesting.
One's for urine and
now
the other one's for the other one. And they both come out the same end. Yes.
Nice.
Right. Sometimes things don't always work the way they're supposed
to. It's very efficient.
Yeah. Pretty much, unless it messes up and one goes up the other, then you've got a problem.
Yeah,
the guy says your urethra is closing up and you need to have an operation on it. So they operated on it and they did. And we didn't get it. It didn't quite work, so we needed to do it again. And they did it again. It was a horrible process, by the way. A horrible, horrible process. But nonetheless, he's here to tell the story.
Lord.
And I guess his department works. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the good news. Put that aside. Put the Kimmel news aside. Where is the good news? There has to be some good news someplace. Oh, here it is. So, I'd like to end with good news. An animal rescue worker in Dallas has been trying to catch a stray dog for weeks. Her name is Marina, okay? And I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name. She looks like she's in her mid-30s. The dog wouldn't stop barking last Tuesday night, and she noticed he wasn't with a female dog he usually runs around with. So she had a dog trainer named John Miller sent him out to investigate. But once they'd got close, he'd run further into the woods. You know how that goes, where the dog has been living. Then he'd start barking again like he wanted them to follow. So they did. Eventually, he led them straight to the other dog, which had just given birth to 10, 10 puppies. At that point, they were all lying there in the mud shivering. They were taken to a shelter. They're all doing fine. Now, it's not clear if the male dog is the father or not, but Marina decided to name him Hero. I mean, and so in other words, you know, she didn't know who the other dog was. Why is this mystery dog coming and barking at me?
Yeah.
It was because, you know, her female dog was having puppies in the middle of the woods and needed mommy's help.
He's never acted like that before, and I was worried that maybe he's sick or something is happening with him.
I told her on the phone, I said, I bet you he's trying to get you to follow him. And every time we got closer, he would go away and bark at us and say, you know, keep coming my way. Mm-hmm. And we get about halfway to the trail, and we hear, meh, 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 meh. I said, puppies,
like
we
that.
Have puppies.
Somehow we found them under this burnt out tree right by the creek and the mud.
He led us there. He took us to the puppies. You know, that's exactly what he was trying to do.
Yeah, this story is absolutely amazing.
I've never seen anything like it. I've heard about stuff like this, but it was awesome to, you know, witness it.
It really is a miracle.
So they were trying to catch that stray dog for weeks.
Huh. So I wonder why she went all the way out there in the cold, cold woods to have her puppies. Oh, well. I guess when the puppies are kicking and have to come out, then they just
That's true.
Gotta drop a puppy.
That can happen to you sometime, someday.
Oh my
Don't
God.
Do it on the bridge. All right, have yourself a wonderful, 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 wonderful.
And call Tipsy Toe if you're tipsy.
Oh, is Tipsy Toe working tonight?
Yeah, until 6 a.m.
Okay,
so if you
well,
just
remember,
got in your car, turn
I'm too
us
drunk.
On.
If you're face down drunk.
Irish car bombs, man, I'm too drunk.
And Tipsy Toe.
And seven shots of Jameson, I'm too
Have
drunk.
Yourself, oh my God, seven shots of Jameson. Yeah, you need Tipsy Toe. Be safe out there. More of the Trucks Radio Show tomorrow night at KGO 810.
I'm too hot. Caught a police and a fireman. I'm too hot. Like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Don't say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.